Penguin Audio presents Why Read Moby Dick? Written and read by Nathaniel Philbrick. Chapter 1, The Gospels in the Century. Early in the afternoon of December 16, 1850, Herman Melville looked at his timepiece. He was in the midst of composing the novel we now know as Moby Dick. At that moment, he was writing about how for thousands, even millions of years, whales have been filling the atmosphere over the waters of the Pacific with the haze of their spouts, sprinkling and mystifying the gardens of the deep. It was then that he decided to record the exact time at which he was writing these words about whale spouts. 15 1/4 minutes past 1 o'clock p.m. of this 16th day of December, A.D. 1850. When Moby Dick was eventually published in November of the following year, the date in this passage was changed from 1850 to 1851. But that is no matter. The fact remains that in this tiny chapter, titled The Fountain, the 85th in a novel that would eventually extend to 135 chapters, Melville did something outrageous. He pulled back the fictive curtain and inserted a seemingly irrelevant glimpse of himself in the act of composition. I've now read Moby Dick at least a dozen times, and this reference to a specific time and day in December remains my favorite part of the book. Whenever I come upon that sentence, I feel as if I am there with Melville as he creates the greatest American novel ever written. In December 1850, Melville was just 31 years old. A few months